Okay, this is, what is it, Thursday night? A rainy night in sunny Stockport. Not quite. It's gone 11 o'clock at night and I'm walking the dog. And I'm just near home. And Todd has, my border collie has brought me a bottle to throw for him instead of a stick. Ooh, there's an owl. A good old owl that. See if he's going to whistle again. Ooh. Todd is now nudging the bottle that's in my left hand to throw for him. You can hear the rain in the trees and he's still nudging the bottle. He doesn't care. Right, I'm going to throw the bottle. Go on. So, that's him. Picking it up. He's chewing it a bit. Oh, he's having a good old. Now he's dropped it on my foot. And he'll throw it again. Now I'm going to walk away. He's fetching it again. He likes messing with it a bit. He does this with sticks. But watch what happens now. He's dropped it. I'm going to walk away. Wait! He's run off, but now he's coming back to it. Oi! He's picking it up. He bounces it off my foot, which is very clever. He knows I can't see it. So he's gone to get it. And I've taught him to bounce the whatever he's bringing to me off my feet, and if it doesn't touch your feet I won't pick it up. So sometimes he's lazy, drops it a metre short and then runs off like a typical border collie does, to usually hide behind a tree. Look, he's gone behind me now. He's coming in front of me and he's dropped it right on my foot, absolutely resting on my foot. Brilliant. There's the owl again. He's not being lazy tonight. He's an old boy, he's 14 now. Right on the foot. Todd, that's brilliant. I'm trying to demonstrate what happens when you get it wrong. Anyway, it's about 11 o'clock at night and he's doing it every time, right on my foot. Throw it behind me, try and confuse him. Nope, he went forward, now he's run behind me. He's actually going quite deaf. No, you know, he dropped it behind me. Oi! See what happens now. I'm stood. The thing is on the floor behind me. Picked it up and dropped it on my foot. Come around me and dropped it on the floor. I threw it one way, quickly tossed it the other direction to confuse him, but actually, I don't encourage him to pick bottles up because it is litter. But for a while I did actually encourage him to pick it up and then take it to the bin that was on this park I used to go to. And I taught him how to drop it. I'd say, top, top, top. He'd put his paws on the edge of the bin and I'd say, drop, and he'd drop the bottle in the bin. And then he'd stare at it for a bit, thinking, what are you going to fetch from me now? Oi! No, he didn't land on my foot then. Come back. Now it's landed on my foot. Clever boy. Good boy, fetch it. And he'll do this for hours. Although being a bottle, I can't throw it too far. Anyway, that's the end of tonight's audio boo. Down Pepper Lane, which is just a quiet street near where I live. Traffic free. And it's quite open with grass on both sides, trees. And an owl somewhere nearby. That's the end of this audio boo. Okay, for the last few seconds. Hang on. Oh, wait. Over! Jumping over my white stick. Right, Todd. Through. Straight between the legs. Yeah, it is the best one. Todd. Spin. Now, I've got the bottle in my hand. I'm doing a circle in the air, and he's following it, but doing an entire spin in the air. Spin. He's sort of, so he's